Hey, you're listening to the Self-Love Diaries. Let's get after some love. Hello, and welcome back to the Self-Love Diaries. I have tried to start this episode several times, and it all ends up in me rambling about why I have been gone and why I am back, and then also me apologizing for saying this in so many episodes of why it's been a bit and why I'm back now. And honestly, at this point, I'm starting the episode over again, and we're just gonna dive right into the self-love content. I'm pretty sure I am gonna dedicate an episode to the parallels and the juxtapositions of a self-love journey with a relationship journey, and how, finding myself in the midst of both and veering off of paths and back onto paths. And I think I'm gonna legitimately do an episode on that. But today, regardless of how long it's been, this episode is gonna be published and it's gonna go out, and it's gonna be me being real and being authentic with you guys again. And obviously there will still be some rambling, and there'll probably be some, you know, noises of animals. And actually, I'm sitting in our closet right now because he's making content, so I'm over here making my content, hopefully with no, noise interference. But yeah, so today I'm jumping in to podcasting again, and it feels weird and it feels good, and it's important, to me to talk to you guys, and talk to myself again. Like I said, I've started this episode several times, and I could get into the whole, you know, reasons why it's important to do this today, but I'm just gonna do it instead, because we'll be here forever. So, I looked back through my episodes, and I realized that I've never done an episode solely based on affirmations. I've done plenty of episodes that can be very intertwined with the concept of affirmations. Finding Your Truth was one of my episodes, and Setting Boundaries is one of my episodes, and then Resetting is one of my episodes. So there's plenty of, like, how to reset yourself and blah, there's plenty of episodes like that, but I realize I've never done an episode solely based on affirmations. And that has been something I've been focusing a lot on recently, because there's something to be said about manifestations, and there's something to be said about just grounding absolute truth kind of affirmations. And I think sometimes they can get muddled, right? We say things like, oh my gosh, like some of mine, you are going to change the world. Now, very truthfully, I do believe that. I believe that to my core, that I'm going to change the world. But that is more of a manifestation type affirmation than a grounding one. I really, really, really get into a place, especially when I've veered off the path of self-love and self-healing and being present, I find myself needing those grounding affirmations versus the manifestation ones, if that makes sense to you guys. So yes, even though to my core, I believe I'm going to change the world, when I'm feeling chaotic, not that that is not a powerful statement to say to myself, but I can't start there. I can't start there. I have to start with what is true in this moment and what is something that you cannot argue about myself. Like I can't find myself arguing these things. So grounding affirmations for me would look like, you are strong, because that is true. You are good at your job. You are knowledgeable. You are intelligent. Now, some of these are still ones that I find hard to believe sometimes. But they're still the true ones. I am knowledgeable. Even if there's days where I don't feel like it, it is true. I am knowledgeable. And I have to start there. When, you know, we've talked about veering off the path and of, you know, your truth and veering and having bad days and ups and downs, and how it's okay to have bad days and it's okay to have bad weeks, and you're going to come back to that middle ground. And even if you're having good days, you still need to bring yourself back to that middle ground where you recognize who you are and what's going on around you and what the truth is. So again, these affirmations, I feel like what I want to say to myself and to you guys in this moment is, like, why and when I say these, why? Because I need those in your face reminders. It's one thing to, like, say you believe it, and it's one thing to say it either out loud. Out loud is so much more powerful if you have never done affirmations. But even, you know, intentionally saying an affirmation in your head is still very moving. So you'd be like, well, yeah, of course I believe I'm strong and I believe I'm knowledgeable. Well, okay, fine. You believe it, but when was the last time you reminded yourself of it? And you told it to yourself. And then when are these grounding ones? Because I think it's important to start with the grounding ones and then move up towards manifestation ones, especially if you find yourself in a space of chaos and a space of like an energy deficiency, almost like when you feel like that you're being drained or that you're being poured into too much, because I think that can happen too. It's kind of that, like I said, that chaos, whether you're running low or being over fueled, coming back to that center. So for me in life right now, I don't feel like I'm energy drained. I mean, obviously day to day, there's the stressors that would still benefit from some affirmations. But I would say for a good 6 months now, I've been so loved by people around me. My relationships with my friends and my family and my fiance are just, they're incredible. And that is a ginormous blessing. But when everyone is loving on me, I don't always love myself. So I'm being overfueled with all of these reminders and this energy and this love. And I think if 90% of the love I am feeling is from others, or even 100%, like, hopefully it's not 100, but you need to match that energy, right? You need to match it, because what if those people, those resources of love and energy, what if they start getting drained? And then they can't be your provider of self-love. Perfect example. And maybe, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe that's why this feels so pertinent and it was such a shake. Josh is going through his stuff right now, right? And that is no reflection on our relationship, but, like, he has got his stuff that he is struggling through and stressing about. And selfishly, I feel a little bit, not depleted, but kind of, because he can't constantly be thinking about my feelings when, you know, he also needs to keep himself in check, and he needs to love on himself, and he needs to give himself some grace. And so in his internal battle with himself, I recognize that I don't want to say is unable, but there's a challenge of giving me that same love and attention. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't still love and adore me. I think my listeners generally are around the same age as me or older. So I know a lot of you guys recognize that. But if I have any younger listeners, I need you to hear this. Loved ones not loving you, or their energy is wavering, doesn't mean they don't love you. So again, that's why this self-love thing is so, so important, because energy is so real, and taking care of yourself is so real, and pouring into others is so real, that you have to give grace to the ones that love you, because sometimes their love is going to waver because they have to pour some into themselves. It's kind of like, I mean, it's just like we talk about, like, relationships in the world, like there's givers and takers. Well, if you're talking about loved ones, family members, best friends, you know, partners, there shouldn't be givers or takers, but there will be a flow and an influx depending on, like, what's going on in your life. And there should always be love pouring into yourself, love pouring into that relationship, but recognizing that that can go up and down depending on how much love you need to be giving yourself, or how much love they need to be giving themselves. So all that to say, I'm having this realization, and again, if you're a longtime listener, you know that in these episodes, I tend to figure out what I needed to say halfway through or way later in the episode. So affirmations, and re-grounding myself in affirmations, and why I'm doing this is because that flow needs to be coming from all directions, not just other people into me. I need to be pouring into me, the people around me need to be pouring into me, and I need to be pouring into them, and you know, pouring into myself. So grounding yourself with truth before going to manifestation of, I am going to do great things, I am going to change the world, I will make a difference. And now that one, for me, I can alter and say, I do make a difference, because it is true. I do make a difference. I am beautiful. You know, a manifestation one for me right now would be I'm able to be healthy. I don't know. There's a difference, and I think it's important for people to realize the difference because, and again, it depends on where you are in the journey. If you're younger or if you're newer to your self-love journey, too much manifestation can feel discouraging at times because maybe it doesn't feel like it's accurate and it's coming true or whatever. So that's why I always revert back to those grounding truths, because those are immovable. Those are you. That's your core. That's who you are. And that's what you need to remind yourself of. Your beauty, your strength, your intelligence, your ability to connect with people, your love for the world, whatever it is for you. It's so important to do that. And really, if I'm being honest, to do it daily. I don't know if I've ever said this in another episode, but a grounding technique that, you know what, I'm going to restart it tomorrow because it's so good. If you're like, I struggle to know when to do affirmations. Well, one that I did forever was I actually took a dry erase marker and wrote them on my mirror. So I saw them every single day. You know, I looked at myself and I did those. And I'm struggling a lot with self-image right now. So I think what I would do on my mirror right now is do some of those self-image truth affirmations. So you are beautiful. You know, your body is just a body. Your body is capable of doing great things for you, like stuff like that. So anyway, that's the mirror trick. But when it comes to the other like grounding affirmations, I love this one too. Oh my gosh. Every single time you walk through a doorway, you in your head tell yourself an affirmation. Because you're stepping into something new. I mean, it sounds weird, but every time you go through a doorway, you're stepping into something new. You're moving, you're going into a new room, you're going into work, it's a new day. You're walking into the office, you're doing this. So you can do it every single doorway. You can do it every time you enter a building, like something, you know, legitimately new or whatever. Because maybe if you're walking around your house, you're going to be like, well, this is weird. This is not new. I've just walked from my kitchen to my laundry room, you know, whatever. But I think I'm going to... Yeah, I think I'm going to do every like entryway, right? So opening my car door in the morning, entering my work building in the morning, opening my office door in the morning. And then when I get back home, entering the house. I think those will be important, and you just walk through. And what you can even do to make yourself feel even more present, even more grounded in that moment is touch the doorway. So as you're walking through it, touch the doorway. Now, you know, COVID's going around, the flu's going around, the strep is going around. Be careful with touching things. But there's something to be said about physical association with a, you know, behavior. And the more you can associate this and remind yourself, the more these daily affirmations are going to work for you. So I'm going to start that tomorrow. I'm going to get back on that. And I might even do some of those things on my mirrors because I do need to reground myself. And I do need to feel safe and secure in my own mind. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's so true. Like, especially being in a relationship, and this, and I know this is going to be a different episode, but being in a relationship and wanting to be so selfless and so caring and so helpful for that person, I feel like a crazy person sometimes when I feel like angry or upset at him. Like, I literally feel crazy, and it's not his doing. It's mine completely, and it's past relationships completely. But, like, I have to feel safe in my own mind to say what I want to say in the world. And I think a big way to do that is these affirmations and recentering yourself in that and reminding yourself of your own energy flows and your love that should be pouring from yourself into yourself. So, I don't know. That's 20 minutes and I've rambled a lot. But we came to a general conclusion of grounding versus manifesting affirmations and why grounding ones are really important to start with when you're resetting yourself. And how truthfully it is your responsibility to love yourself and match, you know, the flow of energy that other people are giving to you, not only because you deserve it, but because sometimes people are going to have bad days or bad weeks or bad months that still love you, but can't give you that that same flow. So you need to do it yourself in order to feel safe and loved in your own mind. So, man, this ended up being a pretty good episode. I don't know. If you are new here, thank you so much for listening to the end. You don't know how much I appreciate it. If you don't know who I am, so sorry to introduce myself in the beginning. I had to jump in. My name is Sue. I'm 29. I now live in Fort Wayne with my fiance. And I really struggle with self-love, and I struggled with it for a while. And I started this journey and started this podcast, and this is my way of holding myself accountable to continuing to love myself. So I have a feeling, I have a pretty strong feeling I'll be back sooner than later. But if you ever want to reach out to me or talk to me about any of my episodes or things that I've said, you can always contact me on my Instagram, Susan Marie Elizabeth Porter, or I have a TikTok page, which is, you know, self-love, wedding stuff, funny trends, whatever. And that's Susan Marie 248. But the main one to contact me and tell me what you think about self-love and the things we're talking about is on Instagram, Susan Marie Elizabeth Porter. Thanks so much for being here. I greatly, greatly appreciate every single one of you. You're all amazing. And like I always say, just remember to love yourself.